President Biden says his $2 trillion infrastructure plan will create good-paying union jobs. But some of his party's traditional allies fear that they will be left behind in a shift to clean energy. Reed Frazier of the Allegheny Front spoke with members of one of the country's oldest unions.
Sean Steffi is the business agent at Boilermakers Local 154 in Pittsburgh. Inside the union's training shop, members are practicing their welding skills in curtained-off booths. They're prepping for a job repairing a coal-fired power plant.
And they'd go up, way up in that boiler, perform that weld, and then come back down. So, you know, there's a lot of heights involved.
The union builds and maintains coal, nuclear, and natural gas power plants. It's highly skilled work, and the job can pay well, sometimes six figures. But Steffi worries his union has a lot to lose if the country moves quickly to renewables. If he were to go to work in the solar industry, for example, Steffi says he'd be starting over and risk losing some of his pension and other benefits.
So I'm going to throw everything away to go over here and maybe start as an electrician. My skill set isn't an electric. I don't know nothing about electrical. I know how to weld. I know how to build power plants.
Transitions are inherently tricky and complicated, and they always create winners and losers.
Devashri Saha is a clean energy analyst with the nonprofit World Resources Institute. She says President Biden's plan to ramp up clean energy could create jobs in fields like electrical work and utilities, but she says they won't necessarily line up for those who currently work in fossil fuels.
There's always going to be that mismatch of, you know, geography. There's going to be mismatch of skills. There's also going to be mismatch of timing, right? When a fossil fuel worker's
The Biden administration has pledged to help with what some call a just transition. It could mean tax breaks and grants to diversify the economies of fossil fuel-dependent states. But it's unclear how effective these programs would be. Even if fossil fuel workers can find work in renewables, those jobs don't often pay as much. Many are with small or new companies, and their workers aren't unionized. And after they're built, solar and wind farms don't need as many workers. Rick Bloomingdale is with the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO.
You know, it's nothing like maintaining a coal-fired power plant. You need a lot of men and women to maintain a coal-fired power plant. You don't need so many to maintain a solar farm.
Bloomingdale is still in favor of Biden's infrastructure plans, but wants a long lead time to transition the country to clean energy. Renewables currently provide about 20% of U.S. electricity. Steffi, the local Boilermaker business agent, doesn't think renewables will replace fossil fuels anytime soon.
If that technology comes in the future, yes. I probably don't have a job. But right now, I just don't see that happening.
It's unclear what this will all mean for young Boilermakers like Caleb Marshall. He's 29 and joined the union to follow in the footsteps of his father. Being in the trade has given him a sense of purpose, he says, and skills he can always use, no matter what happens to the industry.
That's what I love about the trade. I'm learning a skill that I can take wherever I go, and you learn it forever.
Biden's plan does have one thing fossil fuel unions have lobbied hard for. It would invest more in carbon capture, which would keep coal and gas plants running without the carbon footprint. Some green groups oppose such spending, but it could win over some reluctant union members and keep them working longer. For NPR News, I'm Reed Frazier in Pittsburgh.